Blog Talk Radio.
Walking and Team of Angels show. This show is about celebrating love and inspired angel messages. I do this with the assistance of the angelic realm, where I become a conduit for their pure loving energies, as well as hearing messages to pass right on without any human filters. I really enjoy when we all come together in this phenomenal new year that we're in. So we get to meditate to connect to the universe's love. Periodically, I will share articles. Today, I'm going to be sharing a clip from a YouTube message, taking the inner world out with desired outcomes. So that's what the YouTube is going to be about. And I also do angel messages by donation in the areas of love and joy and spirituality and career and numerology, and I focus in on the now. So if you're interested in having a donation-based reading, you want to go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. I don't do future predictions or heavy financial issues or drama or physical ailments, addictions, criminal cases, or lost and found. If that's what you're looking for, you're at the wrong show. That's not what I offer. You can, again, donate at angelroselove.wix.com/love. It's also an opportunity to give back for the show as well, if you're not looking for an angel message session but just want to give back through any donation of any kind. Off the air, I offer channeled angel messages, love coaching, meditation classes, being a certified hypnotist. There's products you can get involved with, books, ebooks, relaxation audio products, inspirational stickers, and a four-part online series called Your Spiritual Journey to Divine Love, which helps to expand your consciousness to greater levels of love and moving away from the ego that tries to control it without hating the ego, but rather embracing it and training it like a child to be part of the divinity of the of this higher vibration of love. And all of this, of course, is helping you to attract the magnificence of what the universal love has to offer on your own spiritual journey. So if you're new here, as well as regulars, I want to welcome you with love. You can listen to this show and re-listen to any of the archive shows by going to the Angel Walk-In Team of Angels on Blog Talk, iHeart, Player FM, Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. Our next show is going to be on August 23rd at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And after you make your donation, if you want to have a reading, you can call me at 619-924-0843 while we're on the show, on the radio air. And please do make sure you put your prefix in when you make the donation so I connect you with the prefix number. All right. So we're going to listen first to a YouTube. We'll do the meditation. I will check to see if anybody's interested in having a reading by donation. And if not, we'll just continue to explore a universal message that will help all that choose to resonate with it. So this is a taking the inner world out with desired outcomes. Enjoy it, and we'll touch bases after that. Hi, this is Angel, and the message today is about how we take ourselves into the world when it comes to the desired outcomes we would like to have. I always like to use examples, so in this case, I'm going to use an example, two examples. One is like a relationship. Let's say that your deepest inner desire is to have an emotional connection with somebody, but inside you're feeling this sense of missing or need or lacking. And the more you feed that missing or need or lacking, the more it becomes almost like a desperation or a deeper insecurity or a deeper fear. So when you go out into the world, you're looking from that missing kind of a vibration, like something's not fully whole in yourself. And thereby you start to attract the complete opposite of what you want. Sometimes it could be more of a sexual connection or people that are also coming from that missing kind of a place. So you're not really getting an emotional connection. You're getting a need for that emotional connection, which comes into the vibration of lack. This is, as we know, listening to my YouTubes, I talk about Earth being a vibrational planet. So now let's look at it from a different perspective. Rather than looking outside for what you would like to have, first look inside. And whatever that so-called need is or desire, fill it up inside with your deepest connection of wholeness, of love. Nurture that part of yourself. Bring it into a deeper connection with your higher power, which some people call God or Christ or divine source. Fill up from that place. Now, instead of you going outside looking from a missing place or a needy place or an insecure place or a fearful place, where there's a lot of protection going on some level, afraid of getting hurt, afraid of trusting, afraid of the person not being genuine. What happens is instead you're coming from a place of a sharing of yourself rather than a looking to give, overgive, which attracts martyrism, or overget, which creates a sense of neediness. So when we fill up from that wholeness, whole place, we end up coming from this fullness within ourselves to have a deep desire of sharing ourselves with others. And the more we fill up and the more we go out into that place of sharing, then we come from that deepest place of attracting a similar vibration at some point. The second example could be someone that lost a huge project of work or they get fired from a job. And instead of them going out into the world confidently, they're going out with legitimately almost like a feeling of, I need to get a job, I need to get a new project to support myself. But the need is what's creating the repelling. Because if you can imagine going into an interview with this feeling of insecurity or the desperation of trying to get this job, they're going to feel that and they're not going to want that because they're looking at you more as a deficit rather than an asset to the company. But if you come from a full place of one door closing, another one's about to open, and this one that's about to open is even greater or even better, even before you see the situation or the outcome of the job, you have that belief that this job that you're going to get next is one that's going to be more nurturing, more fulfilling, more empowering, and maybe even have more of a lucrativeness around the salary. And so your heart is now full of confidence. And when you go into the interview and you can do some preparation, which I what I call pre-planning, before you go into the interview, you're coming from a place of confidence. Who wouldn't want that, right? If a company sees that you're an asset to them, they're going to want you. They're going to want to pay you better. They don't want someone else taking your ideas. They want your ideas, so they're going to want to have you on board. And so there's so much more information I'd like to share with regard to this. A lot of it you can find in my book called Spiritualize as well as Transformation, and also a book called Living Life as You Always Dreamed. They come in book, that comes in a book in an ebook format. There's a whole bunch of classes you can get involved in, energy sessions. I'm an angel messenger where I see, feel, and hear angels. You can get involved in the monthly subscribe, which is partly this, and it goes into an extensive version where you get more messages and also discounts towards purchases and sometimes additional articles that I created. There's so much to get involved with. You don't have to do it alone. And you certainly can have a community of people within yourself if you get a group together that you can have them grow together with you and put together a class based on that. It's a customized class that I would help you design and put on for you and so forth. So you can check it out. I'm also a certified hypnotist. I do meditation classes, an online series called Your Spiritual Journey to Divine Love. There's amazing things to get involved with. Check out the website, and you can send me an email through the website. It's angelroselove.wix.com/love. That's angelroselove.wix.com/love. There's a whole bunch of tabs. The YouTube subscriptions have to be the first page. Also at the talk tab page is where you can also learn about it. And there's classes as well. And then there's the products tab, the online series tab, and the private sessions tab, testimonials to learn what other people got from this experience. So much to learn, so much to get involved with, and having fun at these higher vibrational frequencies that will help to create the kind of life that you would like to live. Remember, it's not the destination, it's the process towards the destination. You don't have to wait till you get it to be happy. The inner world is where your happiness comes from first, as well as love. So take it to the higher road and have an awesome day.
Okay. So it's always fun to listen to these YouTubes again. It's just really heartfelt messages that are channeled, and I feel it's very appropriate for those that resonate with it, really touches your life in a greater way to really just confirm things, expanding things, or wake up from some lie that you've been giving your power to in the form of belief systems that have been holding you back. So this is a wonderful message to allow you to receive, you know, the truth of living in connection to these beautiful energies of love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, vitality, abundance through the universe. We are obviously in a vibrational planet. We're spiritual beings having an experience in a human form, and we either get to vibrate at the vibration of our ego or at the vibration of our inner spirit. And so both will get you to the end result. One is more joyful than the other, as we all know. All right, so we're going to do a meditation at this point, and then we'll see what kind of messages come through. If you're interested in a donation-based reading again, you want to go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. All right, so let's go ahead and close our eyes and take some deep breaths. You know, one of the things that I remind people of is to see where your breath is. Is it up by the heart or is it down by the stomach area? And when we're rushing or we're kind of doing too much thinking, we tend to breathe from the upper side of our heart rather than from the lower part of our body. When we breathe down into the lower part of the body, that's when the body becomes more relaxed, the mind becomes less chattering, and emotions become a lot more at peace. And so one of the ways to discover where you're breathing is to put a hand on your heart and one on your stomach, and then take a deep breath and hold it before you let it out. Take another deep breath, doing this very slowly. and then fully let it out of your mouth. And you want to do that three times. It's almost like you're swallowing your breath with a double intake and an exhale. And you're probably already noticing a little bit of a calmness, if not a lot, in the body relaxing, the mind and the heart calming down. And then focusing on any thoughts, just letting them float away in these imaginary clouds. And then focusing on your feet, relaxing. Sometimes we use colors, green for peace, pink for love, white for purifying. Those are some common examples, gold for the universal God or Christ's vibration to expand into greater levels. So you get to use, if you choose, any colors or all of the above. And then just bring your energy through the areas that we're talking about. So as we start with the feet, relaxing. And bringing it to the ankles and the calves, relaxing. And taking another deep breath as you bring your focus, and if you choose to use the light, into your knees and thighs, all the way up towards your hips. And just, you can use this light to run it down from your hips down to your feet, back up to your hips to help to expand, relax, bring greater love or peace and relaxation or all of the above. And focusing on the middle part of the stomach and the middle part of the back, relaxing. And focusing on the heart, front, back, left, right, top, bottom, expanding like a gorgeous flower of your choice. Opening and connecting to Source for this amazing love. As I call the angels, the higher frequencies of the beings, ancestral lineage, the universe, to just expand into the energies of greater love, greater joy, and greater peace. From the front all the way to the back. Focusing on the collarbone and the shoulders, relaxing. Shoulders dropping down, upper part of the back, collarbone all relaxing. The arms relaxing as you take another deep breath. Elbows and forearms relaxing. Wrists, hands, fingers, all relaxing. And focusing on the neck, relaxing. The whole entire head area, front and back, left and right, top and bottom, relaxing. And for a few minutes, just allow yourself to feel the energy of your heart and your breath. Thank you. feet where they're resting. Feeling yourself sitting or lying down. Feeling your hands where they're resting. Feeling the expansiveness of your heart and the love and the joy and the peace. Feeling your breath going in and out. And for a moment, just look inside your inner sanctuary, I like to call it, and see if there's anything you'd like to have more as you fill up with this amazing energy of love from inside, joy from inside, peace from inside. As the flower blooms, imagine this expansiveness increasing as well. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big hug. I always like to be silent for just a tiny bit while people are coming back. And as a reminder, our next show is going to be on August 23rd at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you're more than welcome to check out the website, make a donation for those that are listening, re-listening to the archives. It's just a wonderful way of giving back. And you can also get involved in any of the opportunities. They make great gifts, the products, the online series makes a great gift if to yourself, not to give to others as well. Angel message sessions, you can learn about more about those. See the reviews on the review tab and monthly events, energy alignment sessions. There's so much to get involved and have a fun journey, heaven on earth. And the website again is angelroselove.wix.com/love. That's angelroselove.wix.com/love. I will see you next month and have a blessed, fun summer.